The only thing I want to say is my name is Roman Crespo. I'm super happy to be hosting and moderating this poster presentation session today. I'm an independent evaluator based in Spain, working as an associate professor in different universities here in Spain in health-related project planning and evaluation issues. If you agree, the session is planned to be around an hour. The organization suggested us to spend around 3 to 5 minutes presenting each poster and then starting a brief discussion related to everyone's presentation. We can do that the way I'll be more or less time controlling your presentations. If everyone feels okay with that, I will be just warning you when 1 minute of your time is remaining, just to let you know about the time managing. And that's it. We can start. And of course, we can start with Radka presentation. Radka, please go ahead. You want to share your screen?
Okay.
Just make sure when you select the window you want to share that in the bottom line of your screen there is a check button where you are invited to indicate that you are allowing to share your sound. Otherwise, the video you will be sharing will not work. So just make sure to check on this box allowing the computer to share your sound.
Okay.
And for the rest of us, a general recommendation to mute our mics. It'd be a good practice during the presentation.
Okay.
Radka, if you are getting troubles with sharing your screen,
Did you hear the beginning of the presentation?
No, and no? We can neither see it.
Oh.
You want to work on it a little bit, and while we introduce Ruth presentation,
okay.
The next one. And
okay.
Then let's
okay,
see.
You can go. Yeah.
Ruth, you think it's a good idea? It's okay with you? Just to starting with your presentation.
Can you listen? Good morning. I am from Brazil. Here is very early. Here is 5 o'clock. And I'm going to, I recorded also my presentation and I sent, but I don't know how I can show it recorded. So I'm going to present now the way I prepared. And I think that I can get it in the time it's proposed. I'm going to start, may I start?
Yes, please.
Yes. It's okay.
Great.
Okay, I'm going to start. Hello, everyone. Good morning. My name is Ruth Grossi Milani. I am psychologist, professor in the postgraduate programs in health promotion and at University Center of Maringá, Southern Brazil. I coordinate the research group on mental health at my university. The research I will present was prepared by Ederson Mariano during his master's degree with the collaboration of other authors. The operative group is a technique that assists in the health awareness and learning process. The application of operative group technique for the health promotion in the university is an important resource for raising the young people awareness on various topics. The study aimed to analyze the results of interdisciplinary group intervention using the concepts and techniques of the operative groups. The qualitative research were based on the socio-constructivist methodological approach and included 11 students from the pedagogy course in a private university in Southern Brazil. 6 students participated in the 7 operative meetings. The first 2 meetings were to survey the mandate. From the 3rd to the 6th meetings, it was prioritized the interdisciplinary with the intervention, the invitation of professionals from the identified demand. The 7th meeting was to conclude the intervention. The meanings of the participant speeches were analyzed through the mapping of the main signifiers that emerged in the group process, using the thematic content analysis technique and the methodological resources of the group technique constructed by Bichon Riviere, known as Conceptual Scheme Operational Reference, ICRO. The NVivo program was used for data analysis. The main results indicated that the operative groups provided the exchange of experience on common guiding themes. There were chains of ideas previously crystallized and the learning process in health on the following topics: internal demands, sufferings, and external demands, such as university and work tasks. The main difficulty was the resistance of university students to join the group intervention. The work with young university students provided a space to reflect on their health within the university, that the sharing of individual ideas for the group brings new significances in the way of looking and understanding this important stage of life. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you very much for it. Very nice presentation. Very interesting as well. Okay, does anybody have any question for Ruth? We have a couple of minutes to comment on her presentation. We can always use the chat just to record any comments or questions for the presenter, or just raise your hand or unmute yourself and just jump in the conversation. I do have a question, or could you just share with us some examples of the application of this operative group technique? What is this more specifically about? What should we imagine when implementing this technique?
We tried to apply in some graduations. We tried at the psychology course and technological course, but it wasn't possible. So because they didn't participate at the meetings, so we get with the pedagogy, the formation of professors, the pedagogy course, and they we had a good section, good participation of them, especially of the female group, and they like it very much. It happened before the class. They studied at night, and about 18 o'clock, we started the meetings, and we have good participation. They liked very much to speak, to tell us their experience at the university, what made her suffer, worry, because they have to pay to study, then they have to work. Most of them work during the day, all the day, and they study at night, and they have to pay the university. They have many worries with if they will be able to finish the course, family will be able. So they have, it was very interesting, the exchange. Yeah. So one could comfort the others, and I apologize about my English, but they could do this, the exchanges of ideas, of feelings. And what is more important at the meetings is that they can think about what they are experience in the university, in the moments of life, and they can feel and speak about what they are feeling. And it is not about what they think, but what they feel. And it will improve, help them to face and to act the face the reality they are living.
Yeah. Thank you.
I have one research that was published now, and I can put the link here. It's a review, and if you want to learn more about this, then thank you very much. Great. For it.
Thank you. Yes, please. Thank you. If you can share it on the chat, it would be more than great.
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Monica, Cecilia, would you like to continue?
Yes, we continue.
Well, something's going on.
Monica Cafareto.
And I'm white, Monica, because I don't know what's going on. I assume that someone is trying to share his or her screen.
Yes, let me.
It's maybe Radka. Radka, do you
hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Well, I'm Monica Cafareto. I'm presenting with Cecilia Chao. We are psychologists from the psychology department at the Catholic University in Lima, Peru. We are presenting a research about the mental health. I don't know if you can hear or see my presentation. So let's see.
Yes. Yes, Monica, it's working well.
Yeah, let's see.
Good morning. Today we're going to talk about mental health at the Pontifical Catholic University of Peru. The name of this dissertation is Health and University. In Peru, COVID-19 pandemic measures were social isolation and quarantine, which include restriction of presential attendance to the university among other institutions. This means that in addition to the burden of the context, students have to deal with the new challenges of a distant education modality for the very first time. This situation caught the interest of the mental health advocate authorities, which conclude that they need to know more about their student mental health in order to help them efficiently to overcome this matter. That is why the present study aimed to describe mental health indicators of those students during the first semesters of distant education modality in the course of the isolation as a result of the global context. For that purpose, On July 2020, 1,471 voluntary participants of legal age complete online questionnaires, which were developed ad hoc for this study. They belong to various faculties at study level. More than a half were women, and most of them from the capital city. Moreover, health and well-being scale were used for this study. About the results. The main results indicate that although there is a low rate of contagion among the students, most of them consider that they have experienced some kind of negative impact as a result of the pandemic. This includes having close relatives diseased, infected or economically affected, and also having a struggle in their social life and academic performance. In addition, a significant deterioration of health behaviors was found, especially in sleep habit, the practice of physical activity, among others. Finally, an increase in the presence of series of complaints and symptoms related to mental health was found. Extreme anxiety symptoms stand out as the most reported levels of this scale, but as you can see, depression is not that far. Consequently, the recommendations are aimed at strengthening the institutional action for health promotion, which means facilitating the resources, disseminating information about the initiative, and enhancing the community capacity. Especially, Estreguen Puc Saludable program, which is the health promotion program of the university, is important, especially around their virtual action among the community.
That's it.
Thank you, Monica. Mm-hmm. Would you like to add something else to your presentation, or anyone has a question?
This is a research. The idea is to provide information for the programs that deal with mental health or health matters at the university. We found that just in recent years, there is an interest in mental health in my country. We don't have the tradition of interest in health like other countries. So this is something relatively new to the university to work around these matters. There are a very newest program called PUC Saludable, and the idea PUC Saludable is the health promotion program, and the idea is to enhance this program. The idea is to commit the university with the idea of working around well-being and health in the university community. No, this study is only around the students, but we think that it's important to work also with the professors and the teachers and the workers of the university. As you notice, there is a big impact about the pandemic in our country. We are one of the countries, unfortunately, that have suffered a lot of with the pandemic, and we want to contribute to working around health issues.
Yeah, and did you find any significant differences between men and women in all this research you made?
Well, all the studies that we have performed find difference between men and women. Also, it's common to find that women report less mental health, especially around anxiety and depression. But in this study, there is not a particular increase between the difference between men and women. What is really worry for us is the increase in the symptomatology, especially on those students that suffered previously from some problems. So we have a quantitative part of the study, and we found that most students report a lot of symptoms around anxiety and depression, but also about fatigue and pain. And those who have suffered mental health problems in the past said that they begin to feel again the same symptoms, and they feel a stronger impact. You know? So it's very preoccupying for us.
Of course. And I'm afraid this is something that's happening all over the world. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does anybody else have a question for Monica or Cecilia? Remember, it's 3 in the morning for Monica and Cecilia, so please. Excellent. So, Petia, would you like to start with your presentation now?
Kate, please, you can switch on my pre-recorded video, please, Ramon.
Yes.
Thank you.
I proceed. Give me a second, please. Here we go. Is this working? Can you please just confirm that this is working?
Yeah.
Dear colleagues, I'll present validation of an approved health university self-review tool in Bulgarian language. No Bulgarian high institution is officially designated as a health promoting university, but still they need evaluation in order to determine the potential to become such. The UK Health Universities Network suggests the self-review tool for self-assessment and planning of activities for becoming a health university. The aim of this study is to present the process of validation of the above self-review tool in Bulgarian language. The steps of the process of adaptation of the instruments were followed, including 2 full-word translations from English to Bulgarian, development of a Bulgarian version of the tool based on the 2 translations, an expert Delphi discussion on finding a best Bulgarian expression for specific health promoting terms, backward translation from Bulgarian to English, and pilot testing of the Bulgarian tool among 10 representatives of the Medical University of Varna. Tests were followed by interviews, each with 60 to 130 minutes length. Greatest concerns among the experts created the following terms: health promoting university, whole system approach, well-being and welfare, self-review tool. The best Bulgarian expression was selected through voting. All responders suggested answer not at all and I don't know to be separated as the 2 parts convey different meaning. More than one group suggested provision of examples will help understanding. Controversies created the inclusive character of the strategic planning. Health services were understood strictly as clinical services. Whole system travel plan was considered not relevant as a requirement as the city is small. Some concrete suggestions. The Bulgarian tool contains the expression target groups, which was not clear to respondents. Instead, induction used the word informed. Contact information, the Bulgarian expression to be changed. Student suggestions. One student does not understand the term whole system approach. All steps of the validation process were necessary and needed for the development of a culturally sensitive and acceptable Bulgarian version of the self-review tool. Thank you for attention.
Excellent. Nice video, Petia. Would you like to do what? Anything else to the presentation or to share any other information with the group?
Actually, Petia is somewhat embarrassed from this meeting, so I'm here to support. Actually, we are very keen to involve our higher university to become one of the first healthy universities in our country. And we would be really grateful if some of you represent such institutions in your countries, to share your experience, how this happens in reality, how you motivate your leaders to recognize a higher institution as a health promoting university. We'll be really grateful to hear your experiences.
Nice. So there's a question for you, group. Does anybody wants to share their experience? Maybe Cecilia?
Yes. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for the question. It's a big deal for every university around the world, but specifically in our experience in Lima, Peru, we developed the initiative as a part of the Department of Psychology. We presented the PUC Saludable. PUC is the name of the university, it's Pontifical Catholic University of Peru. We developed a program to present to the authorities. First of all, we did a diagnosis related to healthy behaviors, for instance, nutrition, exercise, and etc. Okay. And then after this diagnosis, we develop each program. For instance, we call it a nutrition program, a dreams program, and the other one is related, you decide, is related to about drugs. Another one is be quiet, stress, and what else, Monica? Nutrition, stress, and dreams.
Happy dream with one.
Happy
one
dream program. And also stress. Yeah, and then we started doing, for instance, for nutrition specifically, some workshops with students. And in the beginning, we only worked with students for in the first years, because we believe it's more easy to motivate and also to changes among them. And of course, it was difficult to convince the authority, but each year we have to demonstrate you have some activities, and then of course it's important to test before, and then you see the changes in the students. And that's our experience, and our program is right now the we started in 2012, I think so, or 2011. And right now we have several students included in the program. Yeah, but it's very important to receive the support of the authorities and also the budget.
Okay. I must add that at the beginning, the authorities not necessarily are concerned about health problems. One strategy is to explain the relation between mental health or health and academic performance. Right. Uh-huh. And the relation between health and
class,
the relationship professors and students, then give them some space to talk about their own health, and they became aware of their own issues. So eventually they find important to work about health issues.
Yes.
Thank
another advantage is that this in 2011, more or less, the government, the health minister developed an area related to healthy universities. And they request to our university and other university to be part of a healthy university at all. It's another advantage. It was a coincidence in this period. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We are at the beginning of this process.
Mm-hmm. Good luck, but it's a nice word.
I must say
that it's important to support it about policies in your country, because there are some policies, but not necessarily the authorities of your university are aware of them. So this is another important kind of work that you can do.
Yes, please. Also, Monica added in the chat the email. If you have some questions, please don't hesitate to Also, I will add my email. Okay. If you have some questions, we are very happy to help you.
Thank you so much.
What a wonderful networking in the past session. Thank you. So let's see if we can just proceed with Radka's presentation now. I don't know if Radka, you solved these technical issues.
You want to try? So. Yeah.
Excellent. You want to try?
Yeah, yeah. The problem is that I'm not allowed to share my screen and I can't understand why. I have only the option block. Could you make something?
I'm afraid not. Let me check. I'm afraid that I am not the administrator of the group.
So, maybe she can project her presentation because we have another presentation at the same time. Maybe she try now.
Say it again, please, Monica, because I don't get it.
Can share her presentation during the presentation of other speakers. So maybe she try again.
But the point is that she seems to be not allowed to share her screen. And this is something that I don't know how to solve. Wait, look.
Maybe she can send the presentation to your email and you can open, maybe?
We can try.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. If you give me an address, I will send you immediately the presentation.
Okay, check the chat. I'm just sending you my personal address. And as soon as I receive it, I'll try to share with you. And meantime, as long as Patricia Perez is not assisting the session today, but she sent the pre-recorded video. If you all agree, we can just check on her content, and then we just maybe if we have any question or suggestion, I'm afraid that Patricia won't be available for chatting, but still we can check on his content. So, well, I'm just about to check on his video and then Radka, back to you. I'll be back to you in order to solve this issue we have. Excellent. Let's see. Patricia, let's go.
Good morning. I'm very grateful to share our study with you. It was developed at the University of Concepcion in Chile. First, it is important to consider that health-promoting universities are more likely to take actions intended to change habits and increase personal empowerment than they are to take community actions. So, the objective of this research is to create an asset map to visualize the collective actions taken in a Chilean health-promoting university. To do this, we conducted a qualitative study framed on the Kretzmann and McKnight asset-based community development model. 149 people participated, distributed in 48 semi-structured interviews and 14 focus groups. There were students, employees, ex-students, and retirees. Our main result is the elaboration of an asset map which identifies contributions made by residents, associations, organizations, local institutions, physical resources, economic assets, and local culture, also adding a new category, connecting assets. There were gender and group-based differences. Students stressed assets related to institutional services and benefits, green areas, and collective spaces. Employees, retirees, and ex-students emphasize assets related to sense of belonging, identity, and traditions. Men appreciated openness and privacy in physical spaces, while women highlighted assets related to the institution. This shows that these assets are diverse and dynamic, and this means that this asset map must be continuously reviewed by creating spaces for discussing assets identification, connection, and mobilization. This exploration could lead to the design of new promotion strategies in universities. For this to happen, the different types of assets must be included in comprehensive and systemic programs for the whole university community as one group. These actions must consider the different value that members give to each asset and must have a gender perspective, so interventions become more precise, pertinent, effective, and inclusive. Finally, all of these must be within a salutogenic and asset model framework to help revitalize the health-promoting university's strategy. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, nice. Thank you, Patricia, wherever you are. And then good news, we managed to get Radka presentation. So Radka, I'll proceed with sharing your work. That's right.
Thank you very much. You, our work related to health promotion in all. I will present you our work related to health promotion in old age. I started working with the problems of old age more than 20 years ago and gradually realized how severe the stereotypes of that age are. Historical reviews reveal how long it took for developmental psychology to include all the people and its subject matter. There are models for late age in which it is considered only through the prism of loss of abilities and skills and of increasing the number of diseases and problems. Current studies contain data on the losses and vulnerability to diseases in later life, but also on the different rate at which these losses occur and the heterogeneity of psychological development after 65 years. This gives us reason to believe that the limits of old age need to be moved. One of the important aspects of the necessary change that could increase the chances of normal and active aging is the promotion of health in later life. We believe that this change has to begin by opening the university curriculum for courses supporting health promotion in old age. In 2017, we introduced the course on health psychology in late life in the master's program in health psychology at Sofia University. The main goal of the course was first the knowledge and second the sensitivity in future professionals who will be permanently engaged in health promotion to the risk associated with the stereotypes of ageism. Key aspects in the content of the course syllabus are the myths about the late age, which create negative perception of the capabilities of this group of people, and the evidence-based information on physical, cognitive, and social changes in later life. The learning framework is outlined by the importance of plasticity, heterogeneity, and individualized approach, the unequal degree of changes in the different cognitive functions, the opportunities for behavior change and intergenerational exchange. during the feedback of the course, we found a change in the students' attitude towards late age and an increase in interest and motivation for further acquaintance with the characteristics of people in later life. We believe that this is a good basis for our future work in health promotion in elderly. Thank you for your attention. I'll be glad to answer your questions.
Very nice work, Radka. Thank you very much for sharing. Would you like to add something else to your presentation?
Yeah, I could add that unfortunately our project could not be completed because of the pandemic. We began a work with the students who wanted to work with elderly, and we made a plan. The plan was just to begin, and we entered the pandemic. That is why I can't show you figures, I can't show you more results, unfortunately, but I hope we could have the opportunity to finish our project. So it is just the beginning of what we plan to do.
Thank you very much, Radka. Does anyone has a question or any comment or suggestion for Radka or any other of our wonderful presenters today? Well, I think we have learned a lot. This morning, we even had opportunity for networking. So even with people who's 7 hours back our time. So this is challenging. So thank you very much, especially for all of you who have been doing this huge effort of being awake at this time. So thank you very much. Congratulations you all for the work. Just to remind you that now we are getting a coffee break. I don't know if some of you is a coffee break or I don't know if you're getting into the bed. I don't know. I don't want to know. So, but whatever you find more healthy, please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your valuable help. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, all of you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
You, Ramon, and the rest of the participants.
Yeah, thank you. So interesting.
Sleep well, and we will write to you.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah. Gracias, Ramon. Gracias. Thank you. Thank you, Monica, and all
the team. Hi, Ramon. Gracias, Ramon.
Thank you all. I get the rest.
Thank you to all of you.
Bye-bye. Nice to see you.
Really motivating session. Bye-bye.
At 11:30, remember 11:30, the parallel sessions are getting back today.
Bye-bye.
See you around. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Obrigada a todos. Tchau.
Obrigado.